We're also praising God this morning for the work that he has been doing in the lives of some young people in our fellowship. Today it just so happens that we get the opportunity to baptize at least five. Maybe we'll have another surprise baptism. I'm not really sure. Always open for surprises. In Acts, the scriptures say this: after Peter delivered an amazing message to the people in Jerusalem, Peter said this: "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." And when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And with many other words, Peter warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." And those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Well, we're not going to baptize 3,000. We're going to do five, or maybe more if anyone else is interested. The reason that we baptize here at Alliance Community Church is to give a public profession of something that has already occurred on the inside. These waters don't do anything spiritual, in our opinion, in our reading of Scripture, that they are simply a testimony to the world of what God has already done on the inside. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask each of the folks who have identified that they'd like to come and be baptized this morning, I'm just going to come up and have them tell a little bit of their story, and then we'll follow the Lord's command that those who believed should be baptized. So, Hudson, will you come up first? This is my son, Hudson. Here, you stand right up here. How are you?
Good.
Doing good? Okay, super. Can you just tell us a little bit? I'm going to ask two questions, right? First question is, tell us about when you first came to know Jesus and when you put your faith and your trust in him.
Well, I did it alone on my bed, and I just prayed and I asked him to come in.
Do you remember how old you were?
4 or 5.
So it was a few years ago, right? Yes. And so at that day, he forgave all your sins, and he said, "Hudson, you can come live with me forever." That's what Jesus said when you put your faith in him that day. And why do you want to get baptized today?
Well, I feel ready, and I'm just going to do what he said to.
Okay.
And I love him.
Well, that's a great reason. Do you know when we put you in the water there, and we lean you back, and you go under the water, do you know what that reminds us of or represents?
It reminds us of when he got buried.
Right, when Jesus was buried after his death on the cross, his burial. And then what does it remind us of when we raise you up out of the water?
When he was raised from the dead.
Right, his resurrection. So this baptism is a symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus happening now in your life, right? And so you're following in his steps, and you want to follow him all the days of your life. I'm very proud of you. Anything else you want to say? Super. Why don't you go now right down there and have a seat right down there? Thank you. Colton. Hi. How are you today?
Good.
It's good to see you. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to ask you the same two questions. If you could tell us a little bit about when you first decided to follow Jesus, when you put your trust in him.
Last year at Good News Club.
At the Good News Club last year. Okay. And I think when we were talking the other day, you said that there was a favorite verse that you have. Do you have a favorite verse? Can you tell it to us?
"For God so loved the world that he gave him one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life."
Amen. So whoever believes in him, right? Praise God. So why do you want to get baptized today?
Because I love Jesus. I want to follow his command. I trust in and believe in him.
Praise God. Amen. Well, we're really proud of you for making this testimony, this proclamation today as well of your faith. So praise God. Why don't you go over and just have a seat down there by Hudson? Super. Cassandra. Hi. You can stand right up there. Yes. Oh, yep. Oh, how about right up there? Super. How are you today?
Good.
Can you tell me a little bit, like we talked the other day, about when you first decided to love and follow Jesus?
I actually can't remember.
Can't remember? So it was so long ago, or it was just so happened, right? But do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And why do you want to get baptized today?
It's because we're supposed to and we love Jesus.
Pretty plain and simple, right? Yeah. The water's pretty warm today for you, so we're gonna baptize you in a little bit. And I hear we're gonna baptize your brothers as well. Does that sound fine?
Yeah.
Okay, super. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
No, okay, great. Go over and have a seat right over there by Colton. Actually, or right there, or by your mom. That's fine, too. Elijah. Hi. How are you today?
Good.
Can you tell us a little bit about when you first decided to put your faith and your trust in Jesus as your Savior?
I first decided when I first saw a baptism. Mm-hmm.
For Jordan and Zach?
Yeah, for Jordan and Zach.
Okay. So when, I don't know if you realize this, but a few years ago, Jordan Scott and Zach Fensler were baptized, and we were talking, and I was asking Elijah, when did he come to faith? And he said it was right then. He decided right then that he was going to follow Jesus. So thank you, Jordan, for your faithfulness. And why do you want to get baptized today?
Because I love him, and I want to follow him.
Okay. Well, praise God. Thank you. And Ezekiel. Hi. Can you tell us a little bit about when you first decided to put your faith and trust in Jesus as your Savior?
Well, the first time I decided to put my trust in Jesus was when I first started coming to church. And I really don't know how old I was then.
Okay. And that was a while ago. When we were chatting, we were figuring out that was when he first went to Westview Alliance. And so that was a few years back. And so that's when you first accepted Christ. And then why do you want to get baptized today?
Well, of course I trust in Jesus, but I also want to trust in him to take care of everyone in my family that have passed away.
Well, praise God, and he certainly does. He cares for all of us. And so we're going to baptize you today as well. Thank you. You can go back and have a seat there. So is there anyone else here today who I haven't had a chance to maybe talk with but has said, you know what, I've never been baptized, or it's maybe the other time I have been baptized, it didn't really mean a lot to me, but today I want to publicly proclaim through the waters of baptism, what Jesus has done on the inside. I want to proclaim that outwardly. Brian wants to? Okay, maybe. Is there anyone? No? Okay. Have anything you want to say before we...
I have nothing they said at all.
Okay, super. Well, we're just going to go in that same order then. So Hudson, why don't you come on up? Actually, you can, oh yeah, we can just sit you there. Okay, super. So Hudson, because of your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, We baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Colton, good work, buddy. Just need to sit right there. How's the water? Is it good? Well, I was touched by your testimony. You know what a testimony is?
I got it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he on?
Is he on? Or I need double mic, maybe. I don't know. I think I am. So I was very touched by your testimony. You know what a testimony is? Okay. Testimony is a story of how you engage with Jesus and how he works in you. So based on that profession, on that telling of a story of you and Jesus, it gives me a great privilege, which you put your hand right there, grab right there, excellent, to baptize you, Colton Perfect, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Good? Good job, buddy. Excellent job. I'm proud of you. Cassandra. Woohoo. I have a bathing suit just like that one.
Really?
No. I'm kidding. Okay, yep, just sit right there. Excellent. Now you can just... This sort of feels nice, doesn't it? You just sort of want to sit in here for a while. It's sort of nice. Let's go ahead and sit there. Yep. Oh, oh, oh. Turn around. Turn around.
Turn around.
Yeah. There we go. Do you hear that, what a testimony is? Do you hear me tell Colton what a testimony is? It's really a story about you and Jesus. You love Jesus, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty cool, isn't he? You know what? He's crazy about you.
Really?
Yeah, he is. He is. So because you said the story, and because you not only said it with your words, but you meant it in your heart, I get to baptize you right now. So why don't you grab, there you go, and I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes! She's just going to stay here for a while. Good job. Yeah, we got to do your brothers now. Always got to share with your brothers. All right, Elijah. Got it? Excellent. I was also touched by your testimony, Elijah. You know what? I've known you since you were really little. Really little. In fact, you weren't even walking. So because of your profession of faith, you put your trust in Jesus. It gives me great privilege, would you hold up this, to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good job, buddy. Excellent. Proud of you. A little slickery. Big step right there, bud. Zeke, I remember you at Westview. You're not as small as you were at Westview. Yeah, those things happen. But because you gave your testimony, you gave your story about you and Jesus, and because he is alive in your heart, and the testimony that he continues to do in you and through you. Because of your profession of faith, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.